Fuck off to another show of the Ali Hornshorts podcast, where you don't have to be booking your show to show us how we got Ali Hornshorts.
Always great to be here, Ali.
Got Ali Hornshorts, I'm doing amazing. So we're going to be talking about Rojo song, which is Ronald Jones. And then we're going to be going, we have also a sponsored segment by the show 22.
Yeah, thank you to the show. Thank
we
you
still have Anchor. Anchor, we still love you.
We love all our sponsors.
Yeah. So, Howie, thank you San Diego Studios for the show. So, Howie, how do you feel about Ronald Jones signing with the Chiefs?
Okay, so, first of all, I wish him well. He was good for the Bucs, played an important role in the Super Bowl team. Happy for him, happy he got paid $5 million. Wish him only good things. Now, I have a hot take. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ronald Jones holds the record for the longest Bucs run in history. 98 yards against the Carolina Panthers in 2020. It is not one of the top five runs in Buccaneers history. The run was great, but it lacked a certain excitement. Name five better runs. Okay. So, you have LeGarrette Blount against the Green Bay Packers. Lars Tate against the veteran Phoenix Cardinals. You have Mike Allstott touchdown against the Washington Redskins. You have Leonard Fournette touchdown runs both in Green Bay in the playoffs in the NFC Championship. And then again, Leonard Fournette touchdown run in Tampa Bay, in Raymond James Stadium, first team ever to win a Super Bowl in a home stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. That's at least five. Those are just off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's at least top five for me, okay?
I said it was a hot take. It means a lot of people are not going to agree with it, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to agree.
Not a lot of people, everybody. Talk about our sponsor segment of the show. We are guessing what players overall are. We're going to leave predictions
overall.
Howie, let's start off. Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward, you're asking where he's going to be rated?
Yeah.
So, now, I did not have much of a chance to play the show 21. So, I don't know where he was, but Charlie Ward's got a lot of control, not a lot of power. He's a winner. He is a winner. I give him an 87.
Just a reminder, the show comes out in 4 days. Shohei Ohtani on the cover. It's got to be a great game. Let's talk about... So, how do you... What do you think Chris Sale's a wrong for you? That's a hard one.
Well, really hard to predict, given that, you know, he's a power pitcher. We don't know exactly what was going on in terms of whether he was putting junk on the ball.
He was injured during the spider pass stop.
Not putting junk on the ball. So, I don't know. I'd say he comes in at a 93.
I don't know. 89. I have him at 89.
I tell you guys, don't take Mr. Ellie Foreman as a teacher. He is a tough grader, guys.
He's injured, so... Well, being injured for like 2 years, but... I don't expect... overall when you're injured for that song. I think it's gonna go down. So... Howie... JT Realmuto.
Great player, 91.
91, 87. So, how let's go to Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, he's playing for a contract, needs to start a long-term deal. Hard to imagine him not continuing his career with the Yankees. I put him in at a 94.
94? 92.
And of course, the issue with Judge is not how he plays. The guy's a great player.
Yeah.
It's a question of how often he plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's lost injury. He's a tight end.
Overall,
Tyler. Well, he was a first round draft pick. He's been out of the game now for, I guess, about 4 years. So you gotta figure he's pretty rusty. You gotta figure he's not gonna be in the major leagues. He switches over. I give him, you know, whatever a good double-A player is.
So he's gonna, you think he's basically gonna be getting 47 to 61?
Definitely double-A player, yes.
Yeah. So, that is it. Anchor, all rights reserved.